All right, Chad Reed, a Monster Cup, you're back. You're better than you were last year, so that's good. That's a good start. You got better as the night went on. That's good. How'd you feel?
No, I feel good. I came in feeling, you know, like happy where I was at, and but knowing that, like, practicing and racing is obviously really different, and when you struggle so much, it's a building process, you know. And I think that I kind of had that attitude and got great starts, and then just tried to go. And I was definitely out of my league with the intensity in the first one, and then got another great start, and I was feeling more up to speed, more myself. It was coming much more natural, and we made some really good adjustments with the bike, but unfortunately I jumped a little long and got into the ruts, and then the mud, rock, or something just locked my rear brake on.
Okay. Yeah, that was so a weird deal. It looked like you just slid into the fence.
Just came to a massive halt, and then unfortunately, obviously, yeah, those guys obviously not expecting that, and they all just piled into me. Marvin got the worst of it, got his foot in my back wheel, but I was happy to, like, progress throughout the day and then into the night program, get good starts. So, like, I'm not surprised by anything, to be honest. Like, my weaknesses or our weaknesses, I felt, were coming in, and they were very clear on what they were. So then it kind of, like, I honestly gave up on qualifying, and we just went to work on a couple of things.
Yeah, because we couldn't have been happy with those practice times.
No. Yes, the simple answer is no. But, like, I truly don't give a shit about
qualifying. I know, but not those bad.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like a half second here and a half second there, and suddenly I'm there. Yeah. So I honestly proud of the guys, like, because we made really good progress, and, like, you know, we box this thing up on Monday and it goes to Australia. So for me, this was an amazing, like, stepping stone. Yeah. And, like, I think we're boxing up a good bike, and yeah, ready to go on to us.
You said you didn't have the intensity in the first one, and it showed. You definitely got shuffled back quicker than you would have liked. But how do you fix that? Do you just go, hey, I need to get, like, it's just a matter of being, like, a little bit more mental, where I got to go a little crazier for main number two? Like, is that, I don't know how that happens.
I honestly think that, you know, like, this is my opinion, that what's real for me. We come here, the track's way too fast. I hate going that fast. I haven't raced, you know, in a long time, although I did Ironman and whatever, but it was mud race and blah, blah, blah. So I just think that I always come here coming off of a summer off, blah, 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 you know, like, and not to use that as an excuse, but just for me, like, I lack that drop the gate, go racing, and you can't cheat. There's no shortcut to that, and I have to come out here, and I think Monster Cup schedule, the three gate drops, is so awesome for what I want and what I need at this point in the year. I need to go out, you know, do multiple gate drops, you know, and every time I get a little better. I think that's something that's always been the case here, and I feel good. I feel like what I learned today, and now we'll go back and continue that during the week, and then come out swinging in Australia.
How close are we to sealing this thing for 2019 Supercross? I was trying to get some hard answers from Wheeler and J-Bone. How close? What are we at?
I guess tell me what they said, because I don't know what that answer is.
Okay, so my sources said earlier, like 2 weeks ago, it's going to happen, and I'm like, okay, cool, that's awesome. And then today, J-Bone was like, I don't know, we're trying. And Wheeler was like, and I said, well, bust out the Suzuki Marine money and we'll carry that stupid motor around. And Wheeler said, no, we can't do that. And so I left more pessimistic after talking to those two guys. So where are we at?
I think that, you know, like, I guess what's nice and what I respect is they've always been honest with me. I think that the common goal within the team is that they would like to see me stay around.
I 100% agree, yeah.
You know, so, like, for me, they've been honest with me. They keep me in the loop. Running my own team, I obviously have quite a few contacts in my phone, so we're trying to make all those calls and all the appropriate things, and I believe that it happens. I think that, you know, like, I generally think that everybody's working hard, and the things that I see, you know, happening behind closed doors, I think that it works out.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's not a guarantee at all, you know. So, but I have, like, the next month and a bit of riding and training, and I'll continue that. But if obviously if that's the end of the road, then we need to figure out what's next.
Right.
Because anything short of a factory team I'm not going racing next year.
Right. Yeah. Can't put you and A-Ray together.
Who?
You and Alex Ray in a van.
No, right. I'm right. I've never been in a van. But I'm not that desperate to go racing, you know, like I'm having fun, I'm enjoying it, and yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. If this is the end for me, then that's the end, you know.
A lot of fans like you, obviously, your fan favorite. What do they feel about the move over here? Did all your fans migrate to JGR? J-Bone made a comment about, yeah, we got a lot more people around.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously always when you got J-Bone and, you know, and Chris here. You know, obviously, they see, you know, the attention, the crowd alone. But I don't. We're not at that point. Like, it's not a test ride, you know, like, I feel like all those things are being, like, all those boxes are being ticked.
It's already know that. Right.
It's really a dollars and cents thing at this point. So, yeah, fingers crossed. And
to answer the question, the 2-2 fans come with the 2-2. It's not.
Yeah. They just find them.
Run. They're right. Like, it doesn't matter. Right. Yeah.
Husqvarna, Yamaha, Honda, doesn't matter.
Solid.
She's done this with Ellie.
Yeah, no, I should have done that. Well, what are we doing tonight? Where are we going?
I'm going to bed. Oh. I got my wife. It's my anniversary. Oh. I'm hungry, so I'm going to bed.
Oh, God, the reeds have
one sentence.
The reeds have changed. And there we go.
Yeah. Why should we go out?
Well, I can't go to the monster party, but we can go somewhere.
I don't want to go to the monster party. Why can't you go there?
I got kicked out 2 years ago.
Yes, yeah, I good.
Yeah.
Trying to get you tickets. Remember anyone?
Oh, it was you. Yeah.
No, I was trying to help him.
Josh Hill said I'm not allowed in there because I make fun of Monster. Right?
That I do remember that, but I don't know. It's your hometown. Yeah. Where can we go eat? That's what I want to eat. Yeah. You know, you want to eat. Let's go eat.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go do that. All right. Thanks, man.
Later.